In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This morning is the recounting of the well-known parable of the talents. And it is one of those parables that a person does not have to use a whole lot of imagination to understand what Jesus is saying. Jesus has entrusted us with various gifts in life, and he wants us to make the most of them. And in fact, if we do not make the most out of the gifts that we've been entrusted, there will be dire consequences for us. And obviously those gifts are not just specific talents, but the gift of life itself. If we do not take this beautiful life that God has given us and to do even greater things with it, we will be called to account. Now, I wanted to expand our understanding of talents, perhaps, just a bit. And by the way, we could go through a whole explanation of talents about what exactly that equals, if it were in silver, as is the case today, etc. But we won't do that. You can look that up on the internet. It's semi-interesting. But let's expand the understanding of talents just a little bit, because there are talents that all of us have, that all of us are supposed to use, that we are not supposed to bury. Take love, love of neighbor. Love of neighbor is something that is a talent each of us has been given. It is something we have been called to do. We don't have an option about whether or not to love our neighbor. What about forgiveness? We don't think of forgiveness as a quote-unquote talent, but forgiveness is something we are able to do by the grace of God, and we're challenged to do it. We're supposed to forgive. In fact, we are forbidden to not forgive. And then there's the virtues themselves. Those are things that you and I have been entrusted with. So none of us here today may have been given the gift to be a virtuoso violinist, but all of us have been called to be virtuous. Now, as we think about talents and burying them and not burying them, I wanted to share with the congregation a true story that happened to all of us recently. And this is not a criticism of the generation that built this church, because they were just amazing. And as I've heard me say publicly and privately, the fact that Father Anthony and those around him were able to do this, and Father Anthony, his early 30s, is just staggering. But we did have an episode here at the church a few years ago, I guess it's been a couple of years, where we know that there were low spots in the parking lot. Remember, everybody remembers that. We wondered, was it springs underneath? Was there a burst sewer pipe? What was going on underneath the parking lot? And so we started breaking concrete and digging and breaking concrete and digging. And what we discovered is that when Stanley Drive, that then became Brotherhood Way, when Stanley Drive had to be filled in, that in order to expedite things and maybe take a couple of shortcuts, that the community decided, rather than getting commercial grade regular landfill, that they would just tell people who were doing demolition and construction around the city that they could bring their garbage here for free and dump it. And that's what happened. And so we dug up the parking lot and we found pieces of wood and sinks and a refrigerator and rebar and all kinds of things. And it made sense at the time because it was expedient. It was the easiest thing to do, it seemed like, just to bury all this stuff. But what happens when you put stuff in the ground like that? Well, it rots. And it decays. And it compresses. And it settles. You even forget what you stuck in there. I don't think anybody who was here in 1962 or 63, when that might have been done, I don't think anybody remembered that there was a refrigerator dropped in there as well as a big old sink. Just kind of forget what you put in the ground. And then, not only does the stuff you put in the ground rot and decay, not only do you forget what you even buried there, but it ruins the surrounding area. That whole parking lot that was sinking in and was getting pools of water, etc. And that's what happens when we bury our talents. That's exactly what happens when we bury our talents. They start to rot and they decay. We lose track of our talents. And then ultimately it ruins the surrounding area. So think about burying the talent of forgiveness, for instance. There's somebody we need to forgive, we stick it in the ground, and what happens? That animosity just gets more and more rotten and decaying. And after a while, we even forget that we were supposed to forgive that person because we've written that person out of our life. And then finally, the fact that we have this buried within us begins to ruin everything else around us. Now, dogs bury bones, we know that. But you know what happens is sometimes dogs bury those bones, and then they forget where they bury the bones. They're not apparently not as smart as squirrels. Squirrels apparently remember where they put their nuts most of the time. And that's what happens when I bury my talents, when you bury your talents, is we even forget that we have them. How often in adulthood have we talked to a friend and the friend says, you know, when I was in high school, I was really into photography. I wish I'd stuck with it. I used to fill in the blank. I used to do salsa dancing. I wish I'd kept doing that. I used to read the Bible every day, but I kind of stopped. I used to. And they used to do it until they forgot where they buried their bone. They forgot even what it was they used to do. And I must confess, I would have been that way probably with the guitar had I not become a priest and done so much youth ministry. And I'm glad that kind of got me back into something I've done since I was a little boy, because now I do it every day. It's good to find those old bones and dig them up. Now here's a little secret. Here's a little secret about burying stuff. If you've never done it, it takes a lot of work. Digging a hole is hard work. And that's why that servant in today's gospel reading was like, what, are you crazy? It would have been more work just to try to at least flip that talent for one more. Digging something, digging up in the ground takes work. And you know what? It takes work to ignore the gifts God has given us. It takes work to forget that I'm supposed to love my neighbor, that I'm supposed to forgive, that I'm supposed to be virtuous. I have to actively work to live out that reality. Think about somebody in your life that you needed to forgive, and how much work it took to maintain that level of animosity towards that person. It's exhausting. It's exhausting. Just like digging up a hole. And here's what happens, by the way, if you've ever had a chance, don't go out and do this, just trust me, but if you really want to do it, go for it. If you go out and dig a hole, here's what happens. You get covered with dirt. Pretty much everything you're wearing is going to have to be washed, and even then, unless you're using OxyClean or OxyClean or whatever, it's probably going to be ruined for life. It gets really dirty. You might wear gloves and you won't get blisters on your hands, but you probably are going to get blisters anyway, and your hands get really sore, and your arms and your wrists get really sore. Your joints start to ache. You get sweaty. You get so sweaty that you start to feel icky and a little bit gross. And you say, when I go home and get undressed tonight, should I use a putty knife or what? How am I going to get these clothes off of me? That's what it's like digging a hole. That's what it's like burying our talents. And then if you just keep digging and digging and digging because you think that's what you need to do is dig and bury and dig, then you know what? You can dig that hole so deep that all of a sudden you're looking up at the top of it wondering, how am I going to get out of this hole? And that's exactly what happens when we go through life just continuing to bury the gifts that God has given us. All of a sudden, we just into that digging motif. We've learned how to suppress everything else. We've learned how to suppress love for neighbor. We've learned how to suppress forgiveness. We've learned how to suppress our virtues. We've learned how to ignore the fact that God gave us a talent to fill in the blank, whatever it is. And so finally, we just become so accustomed to digging that there we are, way down at the bottom of the hole, looking up, saying, how do I get out of here? Of course, we know the answer out of there is Jesus Christ, but that's the subject of another sermon, in fact, the subject of every sermon. So, like so much of our faith, What we do with our talents not only has consequences for our eternal life, because it certainly does, and Jesus tells us that today, if we don't use the gifts that he's given us, we will be judged accordingly. But like so much of our faith, not taking advantage of my talents, of our talents, has consequences for this life, especially burying our talents. There is an implication for our life. There's a necessary consequence if we bury our talents. And they're very simple. You don't have to think too hard about it. Just think about what happens when you bury anything in the ground. So if we are going to be committed then in some strange way to burying the gifts God's given us and to not forgive, to not love our neighbor, then here's what happens. The more things that we bury, the more rotten they become. The more we even forget all that garbage we buried in the ground. The more things we bury, the more that we kind of ruin the land around us. The more we dig and bury and dig and bury because it seems so expedient and easy to do rather than actually doing the real work of salvation, the more we dig and bury, the more we actually punish ourselves. We get dirty, we hurt ourselves, and we do feel gross. And yes, we can keep it digging and digging and digging and digging and digging until digging is our motif of living, and we're just so used to burying everything that we spend a lifetime creating a hole that seems almost insurmountable to get out of. Now, I was thinking about how to end this sermon, and sometimes we have those kind of mic drop lines, and I might say, well, this is a holy sermon. Or maybe end this sermon by saying, can you dig it? But how about this? How about this? Jesus says, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. So, whether it's our gifts from God, whether it's our acts of love and forgiveness, whether it's the virtues that we are called to carry out in this life, whatever it is, can't we just agree? Can't we just agree that Jesus is absolutely right when he reminds us of this essential truth of Christian living? Don't bury your talents.